On May 7th, at approximately 1:44 a.m. early in the morning, India launched a surprise military operation named Operation Sindoor against Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. This strike was a direct response to the Pahalgam terror attack that happened on April 22nd, which resulted in the deaths of 26 civilians, including 25 Indian nationals, especially Hindus, and one Nepali tourist. Here is a map that reveals the exact spots. These are not just random locations, these were the specific targets chosen by the Indian military for a counter-terrorism operation under the name Operation Sindoor, in response to the brutal Pahalgam murders that happened on 22nd April. Let's break it down place by place. It starts from the southern city of Bahawalpur in Pakistan's Punjab. Here there is a madrasa called Markaz Subhanallah. It is a known hub of Jaish-e-Mohammed. This isn't just a madrasa, it's a nerve center for planning attacks on India. Next up is Murid Ke near Lahore, home to Markaz Taiba, the infamous headquarters of Lashkar-e-Tayyaba. This massive complex handles training, propaganda and recruitment for elite terrorist organizations, whose chief is Hafiz Saeed. Now we move closer to the border, Tehr-e-Kala. The camp here is used by Jaish-e-Mohammed. Since it is closer to the Indian border, this is the entry point of cross-border infiltration into Jammu and Kashmir. Now in Sialkot, right near the line of control, sits Mehmuna Joya. This location is linked to Hizbul Mujahideen, which is a terrorist organization known for operating within Kashmir Valley. Now heading north in Barnala, there is a Muslim religious site called Masjid Al-Hadith. This is the place where LET used for radicalization and recruitment, especially the recruitment and indoctrination of Fidai suicide squads. Then we go up. In Kotli, we find two separate camps. First is Masjid Abbas, used by Jaish-e-Mohammed, and not far from it is Maskar Rahil Shaheed, run by Hizbul Mujahideen. Kotli has clearly become a hotbed of terror activity inside Pakistan-occupied JNK. Then there is Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistan-occupied JNK and home to the Shawai Nalla camp, one of the most notorious camps run by LET. It is used for infiltration planning and core training ground for Fidai units, where suicide attackers are trained in close combat, infiltration tactics and psychological conditioning before being pushed across the border. Then close by, you will find Sayyidna Bilal camp, another Jaish-e-Mohammed outpost involved in operational logistics and militant training. This isn't just a training camp, it acts as a command and coordination center for Jaish-e-Mohammed's cross-border operations. Here, militants are trained in guerrilla warfare, explosives handling and map-based infiltration routes into Jammu and Kashmir. This place also serves as a safe haven for Jaish-e-Mohammed commanders. So now you know these aren't just names on a map. Each one is a launchpad for terror that impacts peace in Jammu and Kashmir, India. The entire operation lasted approximately 23 minutes. This will escalate. This is not the end. And I have said it before in the Pahalgam video, China is heavily supporting Pakistan behind the scenes. Plus, we all know that Turkey has expressed strong support for Pakistan. Just a little over a year ago, when Turkey was suffering from a devastating earthquake and facing a humanitarian crisis, India stood by this side. Operation Dost was launched, and India sent tons of relief materials, including medicines, rescue teams, and even rice to help feed the affected population. It was a gesture of friendship, of humanity beyond borders. But today, when India took decisive military action against terror camps in Pakistan, camps directly linked to brutal Pahalgam attack, guess who stood up? Not for the victims, but for the perpetrators. Turkey. Turkish military planes landed in Pakistan just days ago, and now their navy is at Karachi port, making it very clear where their loyalty lies. India needs to stop protecting the image of being the good guy in every situation, always playing the role of a peacekeeper or the voice of humanity. It's time for the country to rise beyond that image and start punching above its weight on the global stage. The world doesn't listen to words, it listens to power. If you want to talk on the table, you must be ready to keep a gun on the table as well.